K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B, is Friday. You know what it means. Football Friday. I got the one and the only Tom Suda on the phone right now. WRL, what's going on, Tom?
Hey, Brian, how are you? Beautiful day out, huh?
Beautiful day. Great Friday for some football, right?
You betcha it is. It's going to be a nice night and no rain and a lot of schools in the viewing area are taking the night off. It's about a halfway point through the middle of the season, and so a lot of schools saying we're not going to play tonight, but a lot are, and there are some very interesting games. A key game I'm keeping my eye on is down in Fayetteville. It is undefeated Pine Forest at Jack Britt. Now, Jack Britt was the preseason favorite to win the Mid-South Conference. They were number one in our fabulous 15. They've lost three times. Two of those losses have been to state powerhouses, Scotland and Richmond County. And they lost a three-point game to a very good Douglas Byrd team. So Pine Forest is 5-0. Pine Forest hasn't been 5-0 in eons. So we'll see what Pine Forest, if they're for real tonight, playing against Jack Britt. That's a very interesting game. Another good game is to the east. It's Southern Nash at Tarboro. Tarboro is now a 1A school, but for five straight previous years, they have gone to the state 2A championship game, winning three of those championships. So Southern Nash is 5-0. They're a 3A team in the Big East Conference. So it'll be interesting tonight to see if Southern Nash, which is a bigger school, goes in and can beat Tarboro, who has been a state power for a long time, despite the fact they are a small school. So those are a couple of key games that I'm focusing on here in Wake County. Leesville Road, without the great Braxton Berrios, has lost two straight. Can they win tonight against Windlass Broughton without Berrios, who is not going to play again with a foot injury? Mm-hmm. Leesville has not looked good without him, so he means a lot. And then in the Cap 8, the headline game, Millbrook and Wake Forest. Millbrook has lost once. Wake Forest is undefeated.
Wow. So I got to get a call on that Millbrook Wake Forest game.
Yeah, Wake Forest. Wake Forest is really good, I think. Millbrook, though, talking to their coaches, they think they have a shot, so we'll see. If you think you got a shot, then you got a shot.
That's what it takes. And one more, Jack Britt, Pine Forest, who you got?
Jack Britt.
Jack Britt with two losses?
Three losses.
Three losses, and you think they're going to beat the undefeated Pine Forest team, huh?
I do, but I think I've been wrong a lot.
Well, you've been right more than you've been wrong. That's why you are who you are.
Why they play the game. You can always talk about it and say, yeah, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But when they play, you never know, especially in high school.
Football Friday, the one and only Tom Suda. Tell everybody how they can see you live tonight.
We are live, 11:35, Brian, on WRAL Television, Channel 3 on your cable, 5.1 over air or 5.2, something like that.
Sometime before the season over, you got to get me over there now.
Oh, God, Brian, you're welcome anytime.
We got to make that happen.
You would love coming over there.
I can't wait. Tom Suda, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brian. Have a good day.
You're the best.